go the whole way. It was, you know, I just had to keep running 8 minute laps.
Yeah.
And, you know, an 8 minute lap at lap 30 is really different to an 8 minute lap on lap 38 and 39 and 40.
Yeah, right.
So it's really...
And you found some new strength two laps to go?
Yeah,
I felt you have to dive deep within and...
Yeah, and just that last lap, you just, you know, you just, like, pour everything you have into it, so... So I knew, you know, I knew I could really, you know, go deep and try and find something for that last lap, so... Yeah, I didn't want to have to run like a 75 on the track to, you know, to try and run the record. And, you know, I was really hoping to get, you know, kind of the goal was to try and get, you know, that next minute down, like to try and get 5:08.
Right.
Since old record was 5:09:30, it was, you know.
I thought it was 5:08 something, because I saw you finish. I was running, I saw your finish time.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it was 5:08 something. So I thought maybe I just didn't get it.
Yeah, yeah, so it was 5:09.
Plus, let it be known that in the old days they used to cut straight from the gate to here, and now we have to go straight and then. So it's actually 10 meters or 15 meters longer
every lap.
Per lap, which times 40 is like 500 meters.
Yeah, so
which is two and a half minutes.
You have to work hard to get it.
But you know, let's not make a fuss. What did you have in your first attempt?
5:27, and then 5:15, and then 5:10, and then 5:08. So yeah, 5:19 is a pretty auspicious beginning.
It's more than that. Well, it's maybe less than I hoped for before the start, but more than that during the race, more than I hoped for. I thought, oh my god, every lap is going. At a certain point, every lap is going slower.
Yeah.
Then I kind of evened out.
You picked it up. Yeah.
You picked it up.
Yeah. What was my slowest? Like 9.
9:10.
9:10. Okay.
Yeah, on that lap, like, what was it, maybe lap 24, and, you know, I just felt, you know, the rubber band stretching, and I knew that was, you know, the moment to...
I felt it before already, because I was trying to take the lead, but then always, especially in that point, under the trees, like little climb, you always kind of went ahead, consciously, I guess, because I felt you were always, you wanted to lead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind leading, you know, especially in a long road, like, you know, I'm pretty comfortable, you know, running my own race now, so, you know, I was kind of comfortable, you know, it was really enjoyable to have you there and, you know, just have someone to push with and someone to share the pace with. And, you know, but it's also nice, you know, and especially in a race like this, just to have some time, you know, where you can just go really deep within and just really, you know, push yourself. And
At a certain point, it's funny, for a whole long time, it's just you're running together. And then at a certain point, it becomes a race.
Like
after about 20, 22 laps, you think, now it becomes kind of a competitor.
Yeah.
It's a really subtle feeling sneaks in. It looks like he's going ahead, I'm going ahead. I want to stay one whole lap ahead, and he goes ahead again. It's not fair, I haven't completed my lap yet. And then he kind of stays ahead, and I'm just behind. And then it was here on this point where he kind of took off, and then... I had to go to the bathroom.
I
thought, okay.
I saw what happened,
Yeah, it's really funny how, you know, it's unconsciously, it's just a bit easier when you run behind someone. Like, when I go behind you, the pace would just feel really easy. And, you know, when I'd come up next to you and to go to take the lead, you know, you feel like you're having to work.
Oh, really? I had the opposite feeling. I felt easier when I was in front.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to kind of, to kind of, like, have like, emptiness.
Yeah,
in front.
Space.
I kind of find it comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed having someone to run behind, because normally in the past, Granata and I, you know, he would sort of run next to me or slightly behind me, so it was fun, you know, having someone else take the lead.
Hey, Granata!
Good job,
guys. Hero!
Oh, man. My legs are just screaming.
Yeah.
Don't do this again.
What did they say?
They said, that wasn't funny. Please don't ever do that again. But they've said that before.
Yeah. I mean, when you run your first marathon, you feel really like it's a whole new world.
Yeah, the marathon seems like really short now.
Yeah, so hopefully when you go back, you find...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have another one.
Thanks.
Thanks for all the support.
Hey, thanks for the checkbook counting.
Very, very inspiring.
Yeah, thanks for the
go Nippon, go Nippon.
Really helpful.
Okay, you got it all here.
Oh, good. Is it all down in there?
So when you want to...
Yeah, so I'll take that home so I can...
So my net time, I kind of stop my watch when I change and when I do the bathroom.
Oh,
so
yeah.
My net running time is 1:18:06.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
good.
That doesn't really...
Good job, guys. Keep going.
Oh, it's almost 6 o'clock.
You need that?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I have a bike here.
Oh, you got a bike. Well, you can leave the bike here. We can put the bike in the car.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, what have you done here in Houden? What can you do?
Can
you bring
it? Yeah, a ride would be
Yeah, I could put the bike in the back, too.
No, you can take the bike.
Or just
take the
bike. I can bring it to
Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
so just get ready.
Yeah, I might get... Cause, yeah, I'd like to... Otherwise, I'm going to get cold. I'm just
Cement legs.